Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, Made in America. 11:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. This just in from the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities. The severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Dunn and southwestern Barron counties is canceled. The storm, which prompted the warning, has weakened now below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life or property. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Dunn and southwestern Barron counties is canceled due to the storm weakening. However, right along the Barron-Dunn County line, just to the west of Highway 25 is where the strongest part of these storms are, but they have weakened below severe limits. Could be still some torrential rain as well, so keep that in mind. But that's really the only isolated storm that we have currently here in western Wisconsin. ABC News is on the way.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Security shortcomings that led to the assassination attempt on former President Trump are in the spotlight on Capitol Hill. The acting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe testified to multiple failures and said he cannot defend why the roof from where the shooter fired was not better secured.
I went to the roof of the AGR building where the assailant fired shots, and I laid in a prone position to evaluate his line of sight. What I saw made me ashamed.
Trump has vowed to continue holding outdoor rallies. He'll campaign Saturday in Atlanta. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning there tonight. Officials in Texas say Met has agreed to a $1.4 billion settlement over claims it used biometric data without user permission. Met are the parent company of Facebook. And the Labor Department showing signs of a job market slowdown as openings fell slightly last month. This is ABC News. New questions about the former Illinois sheriff's deputy charged in the fatal shooting of Sonia Massey, an unarmed black woman, in her home. Newly released audio indicates concern over Sean Grayson's past conduct on the job. ABC's Alex Perez has more from Chicago.
30-year-old Grayson worked at six police departments in 4 years.
7 months on, how are you still employed by us?
I don't know.
That's Grayson in a 2022 recording responding to his then-boss, Deputy Chief Nathan Miller, at the Logan County, Illinois Sheriff's Office, questioning him about his mishandling of a traffic case. Grayson was accused of violating department policy and submitting inaccurate reports.
Grayson was discharged from the Army for serious misconduct, being held without bond. Beginning next week, Target will take back 5 used denim items in exchange for a 20% discount on new denim. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months. If eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Get Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high, 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. It's jail time for a Fond du Lac man convicted of threatening Wisconsin legislators. Ted Allen has more.
75-year-old James Stearns was accused of sending two emails soon after the Uvalde school shooting in May of 2022. In one email to a radio talk show host, Stearns threatens to buy a gun to murder any legislator that voted in favor of a bill allowing teachers or administrators to carry a firearm. A judge sentenced Stearns to a week in jail and fined him $500.
The family of a man who died in an incident with security guards outside of a Milwaukee hotel last month is still waiting for charges in the case. Devontae Mitchell died on June 30th outside the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Cell phone videos show four hotel employees restraining Mitchell. Family members and attorney William Sutton say some of them show the men beating Mitchell. The DA's office says it's still waiting for test results before making a decision. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Haul away big deals this Thursday through Sunday during Fleet Farm's Truckload Savings Event. Get 40 pounds of black oil sunflower seed on sale for $12.99. Save $150 on a Blackstone 28-inch griddle, now just $249.99. Pick up two 40-pound bags of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt for only $10. And get a 27-gallon industrial tote on sale for $6.99. Don't miss out on truckload deals this Thursday through Sunday only at Fleet Farm.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Adams Super Service, your NAPA Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. A Menominee man is headed to prison for decades for the sexual assault of a little girl. A judge in Pepin County yesterday sentenced Pedro Perez Garcia to 25 years in prison. Prosecutors say an 11-year-old girl told police that Perez Garcia assaulted her several times, starting when she was about six. His lawyers say they have new evidence in the case and are asking for a new trial. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department will be having an enhanced speed enforcement this weekend. The department will have extra patrols on Highway 37 and Highway 10 on Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. The extra enforcement is being paid for by a traffic safety grant that the department recently received. A Minnesota man is facing drug charges after being pulled over with a significant amount of marijuana in his car. Trempealeau County deputies pulled Danny Reynolds of New Hope, Minnesota over on Saturday for speeding on I-94. A drug dog alerted on his vehicle and officers allegedly found 30 pounds of pot inside along with some methamphetamine. The man has been referred to the Trempealeau County District Attorney for numerous drug felonies and is being held at the Trempealeau County Jail. We'll receive a snapshot of the mental health of Wisconsin school kids today. The State Department of Public Instruction will release its Youth Mental Health Data Update. DPIU has been tracking the mental health of students for years. Many kids in Wisconsin say they're anxious or nervous, and those feelings got worse during the coronavirus outbreak. Wisconsin State Superintendent says there's a need to provide more mental health services in state schools. There won't be any changes to absentee voting in Wisconsin. A Door County judge yesterday dismissed a lawsuit that claimed the current absentee voting process breaks Wisconsin's election laws. The suit alleged that voters have to include a physical copy of their absentee ballot request in their absentee ballot envelope. Wisconsin Elections Commission says the ballot itself is proof of a request and urged the judge to reject the lawsuit because there's not enough time to change the entire absentee voting process at this point. Today is the first day of absentee voting for the August primary. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department has received a $20,000 donation from the owner of Buffalo County Outfitters. The donation will fund the purchase of new rescue tools, including advanced GPS devices, thermal imaging cameras, specialized communication gear, canine equipment, and other essential equipment. These resources will help improve the Sheriff's Department's efforts during search and rescue missions, particularly in challenging terrains and adverse weather conditions. A Colfax man reached a plea deal after being accused of raping a woman. Russell Anderson was charged with second and third degree sexual assault after Dunn County authorities said he locked a woman in a camper. She was able to text relatives and then called authorities, who arrived on scene after Anderson had raped her. In Dunn County Court, Anderson pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct and received a 30-day jail sentence and 1 year of probation. He also entered into a deferred agreement of a guilty plea on account of third-degree sexual assault. If he does not commit any new crimes in 2 years and has no contact with the victim, the charges will be dismissed. The candidate for Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District seat, Joe Tirab, is getting a prestigious honor. The National Republican Congressional Committee added him to its 2024 Young Guns Leadership Program. The list will help Tirab get more access to fundraising, communications, and online strategy. He will be the only challenger to face Democratic incumbent Angie Craig in November. Recently, GOP hopeful attorney Taylor Rahm ended his campaign to work as former President Trump's senior advisor in Minnesota. National Republicans have looked at Congresswoman Craig as one of the most vulnerable Democrats in Congress this year. She won a re-election bid in 2020 by a narrow margin against GOP opponent Tyler Kistner. A statewide outbreak of whooping cough has Wisconsin health departments concerned. The Department of Health Services reported there have been 226 cases of the disease so far this year, and State Immunization Director Dr. Stephanie Schauer told the Journal Sentinel that's a significant increase over the last year. While most of the infections have been in teens, 9 of those cases were in infants under a year old. Babies that young cannot be immunized, and the disease is much rougher on them, sometimes fatally so. Department of Health Services recommends everyone check to see if they're immunized, and if not, schedule an immunization with your doctor. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durant. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durant.
The Minnesota State Fair will ban birthing cows and newborn calves from the Miracle of Birth Center due to the risk of the H5N1 virus. Minnesota agriculture industry officials say the move is out of precaution as the virus continues to spread to the dairy cattle industry. The exhibit will continue, though, to showcase dairy cow-calf pairs, but the calves will be weaned and the cows will be dry. In Minnesota, H5N1 infections have been reported among 9 dairy herds since June. The most recent report was July 17th in Stearns County. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high, 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
The Brewers grabbed their series opener from the Braves 8-3 at AmFam Field on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames, and Jackson Churio all homered in the win. Hobie Milner picks up the win in relief. Game 2 of that series is tonight. The Brewers acquired some starting pitching help, sending reliever Jacob Junis and outfielder Joey Weimer to the Reds for Frankie Montas. In 19 starts this season, Montas is 4-8 with a 5.01 ERA. The trade deadline, 5 p.m. tonight. One player that doesn't think he'll be going anywhere despite his contract ending at season's end is shortstop Willie Adames. Is he a little nervous, though?
I feel like this year I'm not really nervous. I don't feel like I will get traded. You know, that would be very surprising for the whole team, I feel, including myself. But, you know, you never know. But I feel like this year I'm more calm and, you know, I'm not really thinking about myself getting traded. But, you know, obviously you see a lot of movement right now, and you never know what's going
to
happen.
The timing to get Devin Williams back couldn't be better because the Brewers closer Trevor McGill placed on the 15-day injured list with a lower back injury. Football Badgers open fall training camp today on the UW Platteville campus. The Badgers will spend 12 days in Platteville this year compared to 6 a year ago. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo encouraged about year 2, saying the learning curve for the new guys is less.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April. You know what I mean? So it was just, and I had not worked with Fick on a day-to-day basis. And so this year, there's none of that. This year, there's a lot of familiarity.
Team USA added 8 more medals on Monday, continuing to lead the overall standings with 20 total. France is second with 16. Packers back on the practice field later this morning after an off day yesterday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs.
You heard me. Wendy's Nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
While others vacation, Chastain is back on track this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or
better,
footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR race teams look to their second consecutive off weekend due to the Paris Olympics this weekend, and many in the sport will continue their vacation. That will not be the case for Trackhouse Racing's Ross Chastain, who will be back behind the wheel turning both left and right as he'll make his IMSA Michelin Pilot Challenge debut at Road America in Wisconsin on Saturday. Chastain will compete in the Road America 120, driving a Skip Barber Racing School Aston Martin Vintage GT4 with IMSA's Diverse Driver Development Scholarship winner, Ken Fukuda. Chastain is currently 16th on the NASCAR Cup Series playoff grid with 4 races to go before the playoff field is set. Those playoffs will include 2 road courses at Watkins Glen and the Charlotte Roval. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The sweet corn is ripe and ready for picking, but somebody else beat you to it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chances are the bandits are raccoons. It's tough to keep them out, but you can try as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
If you're growing sweet corn, you've probably found stalks toppled over and ears ripped open and half eaten. Raccoons are the likely thieves, prepared with their own salt shakers and sticks of butter. Raccoons raid the sweet corn patch because it's an easy source of food. They prefer their corn just like we do, at the peak of sweetness. However, they might also nab it before it's ripe, depending on other available food sources and how hungry they are.
Becky McPeak is an extension wildlife expert at the University of Arkansas. She says they're clever critters, but the best tactic for keeping coons out of your corn is an electric fence.
You need to design it so that it's low enough that the smallest raccoon will get stung, or even a little bit higher in case a raccoon decides it wants to jump or climb, I guess you would say, over that structure. You can do it with just one strand, but I think just to be safe, you might want to have two strands on your electric fence.
Dogs love to chase raccoons, and having one standing guard around the sweet corn patch at night might work. That's when they come in to stuff themselves. You could also try a few other things.
Other scare tactics can include things like having a radio or some kind of human noise out there, or flashing lights. However, those do tend to be less successful. It's just really difficult to keep raccoons out of the corn because it is such an attractant to them.
If you have the space, wave a white flag and plant enough corn for man and beast alike. McPeak says the university has studied this tactic. Researchers found at first there were just a few raccoons visiting the field, but word got out in the critter community, and eventually all their friends were coming in for the feast as well. Find more tips for keeping varmints out of the sweet corn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Small Town Big Heart during the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the Fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Enjoy the great music of Johnny Cash with the Church of Cash Thursday of the fair. The Truck and Tractor Pull is Friday at 8, and Senior Day is Sunday. Season passes and ride tickets are available at the Pierce County website, the Pierce County Fair office, and select merchants around the county. It's the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the Fairgrounds in Ellsworth.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
83 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk market. August milk up 16 to 2066. September up 12 to 2165. October up 20 to 2147. November up 17 to 2083. Cheese markets, barrels up 1.25 to 198 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks steady at 195. One trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 310.25. Nine trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 124 and 3/4. Five trades on the day. Dry whey up 5 to 62 even, and three trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower today as the trade seems somewhat unwilling to take on the resistance levels that were formed from last week. Now, on the cash side, no bids or asking prices have surfaced yet. It's likely that the cash cattle market waits to trade until after Wednesday at some point. Box beef prices, though, are higher. Now, with the live cattle market slower, it's somewhat expected feeders would follow suit. The trade seems somewhat unwilling to give credit and merit to the demand in the countryside for feeders. They're only more worried about what's happening at the board. Hog markets, meanwhile, they're continuing to move really back and forth. They're trying to determine what direction is best for the market. As the midday is here, the market is mostly lower. As it's a bit surprising as the Packers really haven't bought hogs yet, and that could lead to higher cash markets later in the week. August live cattle now back to steady at 186.97. October down 7 cents to 186.72. December down 2 cents to 187.65. August feeder cattle down 5 cents to 256.37. September steady at 256.07. October down 25 cents to 254.95. August hogs down 67 cents to 90.77. October down 40 cents to 74.42. December down 62 cents to 67.22. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower as there's a lack of fresh bullish news to encourage buyers in any of the grain markets. Now, the warmer weather with storms in the eastern part of the corn and soybean belt will continue this week. Next week could be cooler and better than expected crop condition ratings, also pressuring the grain market. Soybeans, though, is really adding to the big losses as well due to, again, that weather forecast that looks like with the cooler and wetter weather heading into pod fill, that could end up helping to really support the soybean crop. And the big drop in beans translating into the corn and wheat markets as well. Also, the spring wheat is moving along pretty nicely in the Dakotas and Canada. September corn down 6.25 to 390. December down 6.25 to 406. March down 6 to 421. New crop 25 down 4 to 448. August beans down 22 to 10.32¾. September down 17.5 to 10.12½. November down 17 to 10.22½, and new crop 25 down 12.5 to 10.57¼. August soybean meal down $5 to $3.50.50. August soybean oil down 24 cents to $42.60. Chicago wheat, September down 6.5 to 5.24½. December down 6 to 5.49¼. Minneapolis wheat, September down 7.5 to 5.84. And December down 6¾ to 6.02¾. Energy markets today, September crude oil down 71 cents to 75.10. October down 62 cents to 74.18. August and September gas both down 3 cents. August at 2.38, September at 2.34. That's markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Chinese-made drones pose a security risk for U.S. agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Drone usage in agriculture has continued to increase in recent years, with over 3 million acres sprayed by these unmanned aircraft in 2023 alone. However, legislation is making its way through Congress to effectively ban Chinese-made drones in the U.S. due to the security risk they pose to farmers and ranchers. Arthur Erickson, CEO of U.S. drone manufacturer Helio, shares details on the current legislation that has moved through the U.S. House of Representatives.
It was proposed by Elise Stefanik, representative out of New York. It passed through the House in the Senate now, and what it will do is basically make DJI, the largest drone manufacturer in the world, Chinese-based company, into a covered entity as defined by the government, which means that they would not be allowed to have FCC authorization to operate on the frequencies and communication channels in our country. So all the drones would basically become paperweights because they need those communications to function, obviously. So it would be a virtual ban, and we're going to have to see where it ends up, but that's where we currently are.
He says someone would have to be pretty naive not to realize the potential risk posed by foreign entities collecting data through drones, farmland ownership, and more.
No normal citizen is privy to what's actually happening behind the scenes, what DJI or other companies may or may not be taking from us. But just from a logical standpoint, if you think about the immense amount of data that they're gathering, it's almost inevitable that could be used to hurt our country, right? I think you would be a little naive to assume that a country like China, which is in economic competition with us and perhaps even more serious competition in the future, it'd be foolish to think that they wouldn't try to use every advantage that they have, right? And that's not even just, you know, the Chinese government, but pretty much any government today would utilize data like that to get an edge economically, geopolitically. So I think that's something we have to be really careful about.
The Countering CCP Drones Act moved through the House back in May as part of the National Defense Authorization Act and is awaiting action in the Senate. As of 2022, foreign entities and individuals held 43.4 million acres of U.S. agricultural land, according to USDA. China is known to own nearly 350,000 acres of farmland across 27 states. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 5.6 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending July 28th, according to the National Ag Statistics Service. Fieldwork included harvesting hay, small grains, and some potatoes. Corn silking was at 58% complete. 15% of the corn crop had reached the dough stage. Corn condition was rated at 62%, good to excellent. Soybeans blooming, 65%. 30% of soybeans were setting pods. Soybean condition was at 60%, good to excellent. 86% of oats had colored. Oat condition was at 79%, good to excellent. Winter wheat harvested for grain was at 68% complete, and winter wheat condition was at 78%, good to excellent. Second cutting of alfalfa was at 88% complete, while third cutting was at 29% complete. All hay condition was at 78%, good to excellent. And the potato harvest is underway, 11% complete. Potato condition was at 90%, good to excellent. Wisconsin ranks 11th in the country when it comes to crop and meat exports. A progress report from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture shows the state improved in the ranking, up from 13th in 2021. A bipartisan initiative led to the creation of the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports in 2021 when state legislators learned of declining agricultural exports. State Senator Joan Baldwin says the initiative has done a great job of promoting Wisconsin and hopes the state can soon break into the top 10. Alongside the Department of Ag and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the Export Initiative works with businesses and state officials with a goal to increase agriculture exports by 25% by the year 2026. The Biden administration should set fair and reasonable criteria around farming practices for farmers and refineries seeking tax credits for sustainable aviation fuels. Those are the comments from the National Corn Growers Association to USDA. Ethanol has played a critical role in reducing greenhouse gas emissions in cars and trucks and can do the same for the airline industry, said NCGA President Harold Woolley after the comments were filed. But we need a level playing field that allows farmers to meet emission requirements using environmentally smart practices that work on their farms. The issue stems from tax credits allocated under the Inflation Reduction Act for sustainable aviation fuels that would allow farmers to participate in the emerging market. Imposing a one-size-fits-all standard for attaining the tax credit will make it hard for farmers to contribute to the president's challenge, he added. He said, "We can help meet those climate goals." The American Sheep Industry Association's Young and Emerging Entrepreneur Group has received a grant of $89,000. The money comes from the National Sheep Industry Improvement Center to develop a beginning producer education program. It will incorporate online education, producer workshops, and an online forum. Now, in-person workshops will be held in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. A fall lambing school in South Dakota is also in the works. For more information, go to sheepusa.org. As commodity prices continue to drop, many farmers are facing economic losses with less balance sheet resiliency. The economists at Agriculture Economic Insights say recent loan data revealed that farmers utilized more non-real estate debt in early 2024. In the first quarter of 2024, total non-real estate debt was 14% higher than 2023. AEI says non-real estate loans increased at the fastest rate in five decades. The last time non-farm real estate debt jumped so quickly was in the late 70s. However, while the 15% increase is rare, increases of 10%, which are also large, have occurred quite frequently. With margins squeezed, producers are utilizing more non-real estate debt, especially operating loans. AEI says while the upturn is noteworthy, the rise hasn't pushed overall debt to record levels. Non-real estate debt trended lower between 2019 and 2023. Higher debt levels will contribute to higher interest expenses. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A more tropical air mass will remain in place through the first half of next week in our ag weather forecast. Now, this is going to come with showers and thunderstorm chances today through Thursday. We'll have a break on Friday and Saturday, and then the storm potential returns Sunday into the beginning of next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 20% chance of a shower or storm, highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 60 to 65%, southwest winds at 5 to 8, an isolated 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog light with a slight chance of a shower, lows 64 to 69, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at 5 to 6. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs 85 to 90, relative humidities at 62 to 67%, southwest winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs 80 to 85. Friday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm. Highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror. She only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. new kind of suit. She's gone country. Yes, she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we've gone country. The whole world's gone country.
Mascara off a pillowcase, curing one too many headaches. Mama, can I come and maybe stay a few days this weekend or next? And hey, how do you get a red wine stain out of your favorite dress? How does he sleep at night? Mama, the nerve of this guy to leave me so easy. Am I gonna be for falling so hard? Mama, can you die from a broken heart? Can you ask Daddy if he's got time to come and look at my front door? It got slammed last night, and now it don't close right. And just promise that you won't tell him everything, and keep that pistol in the drawer. Mama, please don't say I'm gonna laugh about this someday. You didn't see the way he drove away. How does he sleep at night? Mama, the nerve of this guy to leave me so easy. Am I gonna be alright? I wanna kick myself for falling so hard. Mama, can you die from a broken heart?
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised, but no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Country girl, she's talking true blue, out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck, daddy sweet money done jacked it up. Party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mamma jamma from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging walk. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born. She's country. A hill raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama
mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, trippin' honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Show them how a country girl does it one time now.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Heart, take it like a man.
horse I can ride in the storm. Take it like